Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Anne, and I'm host with Connect with Your Garden Angel with Anne. Welcome to my show. Today I have a very special show for you, and today's angel message is Free Your Mind. And today, I'd like to say happy birthday to everyone who has a birthday today. It's October 5th, 2016. And today is, I have a brother who's having a birthday today. And I'm bringing up the birthday to remind everyone that the angels, there's a specific angel, a birth angel. Her name is Archangel Aurora. Back when I had my guest, Ruth Megan, on, and she was the one that wrote Laughing with Angels and a few other books. But she's been a guest on my show for quite a few times. And she explained how our angels, which there's an angel for everything. There's a shopping angel. There's a birthday angel. There's a cleaning angel. There's a hairdresser angel. There's angels for everything. A study angel if you need to take some kind of, you know, course and you need to test high, call on your angels. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your guardian angel with Anne. And my gift is that I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and receive a message that you may need to hear right away. And I start my show with a meditation. So what you need is to create a space. Now, you're know that this is a special time you want to spend with your angel. And it really, it's a time to spend with yourself. We need to start connecting to our inner light. We're all born with it. We all are born into this world with an angel who helps us and with our life. They guide us. They protect us. They try very hard to get our attention by putting... That's from this movie. I got it from The Bishop's Wife with the first one that came out back in the 50s. That angel had said that angels put thoughts in your mind that could be funny things. And that's one way to honor your angel is to meditate with them and talk to them. They're your friend, your best friend. And the way they taught me is that find a space, could be indoors or outdoors, relaxed. You could be sitting, standing, whatever is comfortable for you. If you want to get a place of worship or anywhere that you know that's a quiet space, even library, because there's lots of spaces in the library where you can just sit and relax and just think whatever you want to think. And here you want to think about your angel and connecting. If you're at home, you can light a candle. If you don't have that luxury, you can also visualizing anything you want. You can close your eyes and visualize you're by a babbling brook or an ocean or a beautiful wildflower field, whatever brings you comfort and safety and relaxation and happiness and joy. Angels are here to bring in love into our hearts that we so desperately need to awaken and nourish. Just nourishing yourself. So if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your guardian angel. And I'm about to begin a meditation that the angels taught me how to do. So, just like close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Visualize the pink mist going in as you inhale. Hold that for a moment. You may feel a little warm in your heart area. Exhale. Release all your worries. Take another deep breath in. Pink mist. You might see some sparkling lights. You may feel warm, like I said, in your heart. Tingly. May start feeling like relaxed and happy. We're tuning into our angel. Exhale. Take another deep breath in. Think mist, love. Think all kinds of words you can think of. Bringing in your angel, love, peace, safety. Hold for a moment. Exhale. You're in the now with your angel. Here you can just relax and just be. If you want to connect with your angel and ask their name, just say, "Guardian Angel, tell me your name." You may come to you in an instant, like comes in like your mind. If nothing comes, like if you seem a little distracted, just take another deep breath in. Angels, surround me now with your love. If nothing comes again, you can just let that moment pass and just be. Here you can just relax into this gentle, I call it a wind, the breath. You visualize your angel right next to you, wrapping their wings around you and holding you close. Lean into them. You may feel some tingling. And just be. I do all kinds of silly things sometimes. I just like, I don't know what I want to wear or what color I want to wear today. I ask my angels. I say, "Angels, point me to the color or clothing that I should wear today." And they usually, not usually, but they always come through. Little things you can also ask is if you have something that you need help with, just say, "Angels, I need your help." Send any angels or that could help me in this situation and could be any kind of favor. They love doing things for us. Take another deep breath in. Exhale. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Stay as long as you want. You do this like 3 minutes a day, even a minute is fine. Once you feel energy lasting is when you don't feel light anymore or happy or thoughts start coming in of like, you know, what you're going to be doing in the next, in your day today. Just remember, if you start feeling like you need a break or you're feeling a little stressed, worried, just take a time out, take some time out to yourself, take some deep breaths in and exhales, and just say, "Angel, come to me now, I need some love." And pretty simple as that. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Ann. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And I just did a meditation on how to connect with your angel. I have other previous shows that I've done this, and each time is different when I get live on the air. So if you missed this meditation, you can hear it on the replay. You receive the same blessings and wisdom and love and the feelings and the emotions of your angel by listening to this show. We are so blessed that we are able to do this on the air. The angels are so happy when I go on the air. When I'm not on the air, I do also angel communications. And just go to my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithian.com and click on my shop. And I have I write personalized prayers. I also do healings. If you have requests for healings, or I can do it for the future, for the past healings, for any kinds of things that you just want things simpler done in your life, just you can send me a request. And all my information is on my blogtalkradio.com/angelgirl and show page, and also at connectwithyourguardianangelwithian.com. You can also like me on Facebook. I have a page which is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And I also post prayers there, pictures, angel messages, which is free your mind. Take a moment right now and embrace the beauty before your eyes. See, feel. Take a deep breath in and smell the moment you've just captured, holding the highest vibration of joy. Feel and see this energy flow through your mind, body, and soul. Feel this energy touch your skin, the cells in your body. Relax into this energy. Close your eyes as we fill this joy energy and hold you to the highest power. Now exhale. Let this feeling move outside, inside, sideways, all around you. Stay here as long as you like. Feel the blessings of love flow into your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart. We shall hold this infinite fire of love forever and always. Love your guardian angel. That was the angel message of the new day, which I'm finished writing a book, and it's also on my website. You can check out all the information over there. If you want to call into the show, the number is 917-889-2995. First caller. Hi, you're on the air with Ann. What's your name?
Faith.
Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Faith. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you, Ann. Hi. I was wondering if there was an angel message for me.
Oh, I would love to find out for you.
Thanks.
Would you like to know your guardian angel's name?
Yeah.
Let's see what messages we have. Sometimes they come in, like right now for me, what I'm visualizing is like this, it's almost like a domino effect of colors are coming in, like blues, white, gold, pink, silver. Wow, it's like coming in. Okay, let's see. Let me ask them what this means.
Thank you.
Before the show, I do like a talking to the angels, and I was like, I was like asking all the beautiful archangels out there. I have many favorites, and it's Archangel Michael, and Gabriel and Uriel and Raphael and Ophiel, Ariel. They're all like, I can feel it because this energy I'm experiencing as I was doing the beginning of the show was really high vibration. So let's see what we can bring in for you, a message for you.
Thank you.
I'm getting like a picture of a key. A picture of a key. It was just shown a key, like K-E-Y. Go ahead.
That could be significant. A roommate moved out today, so I have another set of keys.
Okay. It's like when this key came in, it was like showing me safety for you. I'm getting like a close a chapter for you. And you can, you know, like take a breath in and, you know, like how to take a, it's like almost like a sigh of relief. You have safety. You know, I told you that these colors came in. Those are the archangel colors of Michael stepped in. And this is, he's like coming in strong to give you, this is a message for you.
Thank you.
Be not afraid, he says. I'm here for you. Always here for you. He's talking to me, like telling me to say this, okay? He says, I stand tall and nothing will harm you. I'm here for you. Think of me and I'll be right there. When he says that, when I know angels say that, like, they're always there, but if you, like, bring him, like, say the name, it's so defined and in. He wants to tell you the biggest thing that for you to learn and feel. He wants you to have courage. Courage is the most powerful, freeing tool that you can have when you're feeling overwhelmed with things that are coming into your life or leaving your life or even going to be entering into your life. Step into that courage because there's many hearts around you. And these colors are actually forming in my vision. I hope I'm doing justice by speaking this. These colors that I said, I'm like vibrating very high. They're all like going around you, Faith, in hearts. Like you have like these beautiful rays of color of hearts around you. And it's almost like they're spinning you and they want you to set time aside to just envision this. The visual I'm describing, that you're in, encased in a lot of love. And be safe and feel that beautiful, natural, supernatural, magical feeling is within you. And it's like, he just said, like, blessed. You're blessed. And stand in that power.
Okay.
Let me see this. See what beautiful angel is with you. I'm getting, her name is Darnell, R-E-L-L.
D-A-R-E-L-L.
She, oh my gosh, she is one, I've never got this before. She has a one color angel. Like, she's like a violet angel. Like, Emma's fairy-like. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, what she wears, it's, I can't even describe it. You know, like a beautiful silk gown. Like, it's like very clingy. Like,
uh-huh.
It's just, it's in a beautiful, this beautiful form. And that magnificent gown she wears, it's endless.
Wow.
She sits upon it, like, and she's telling me it's your world. I think what she's telling me is, like, feel safe in this with her. She sits upon this world of yours that you have in your, you know, we all individually have our, we are all one of a kind people.
Yeah.
You're in your world. She's taking over and she's purifying, clearing, magnifying, creating the perfect. She wants to tell you she wants to make your dreams come true. She wants you to write down, like, on a journal or just a notepad or a letter. She wants you to write a letter.
Uh-huh.
Be it to whomever you want to address it to, her, God, anybody,
uh-huh.
Anybody who brings a happiness to your heart, write down all your dreams and wishes and place it under your pillow. And it's just to do some kind of like, do something like something to honor you, because she honors you and loves you. Once she, just when we're finished with this call, when you
mm-hmm.
get, when you're going to sleep, just visualize she's in this magnificent violet color. Her hair is, and it's like, it's not purple, but it's just rich in that purple color. She's just beautiful, Faith. Oh my gosh, thank you for this honor of me connecting. I hope, is there anything else you would like before this this beautiful energy goes?
Yeah, if just to ask her if she would help me with my love life.
With your love life?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Okay. She's like so, she's so sweet. It's almost like she said, it's like with the writing. Are you in a relationship now, or you're wanting one?
It's sort of, kinda.
Okay. She's okay. This is what you. She's like saying, write a romance novel for yourself. Like, write the perfect romance that you want. And even if it doesn't fit the description right now, if this person's in your life,
mm-hmm.
you create this so that, she's saying, create this energy so that she'll take it and place it into their being. Because if you feel in your heart this is the person for you,
yeah.
She can make it happen. But let her do the magic. You create your vision of
mm-hmm.
every detail of it.
Mm-hmm.
This will create an outside energy next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll take it with her beautiful violet energy. And she'll take that energy and place it into their being.
Wow.
This is so cool for me because I've never heard them describe to do something like this before.
Oh, it's so
I will
cool
continue this energy for you and say prayers for you.
Thank you.
And I'm thankful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I haven't talked to you in several years. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Faith. Have a beautiful, magical night.
Thank you, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel. And today's angel message of the new day was, free your mind. And in the beginning of the show, I wished everyone a happy birthday who is celebrating birthdays today. And there is a special angel. Her name is Archangel Aurora. And she takes your wish and she makes it come true. So I also did a meditation on how to connect with your angel, because our angels want so much to connect with us. We're all born here into this world to create a life, learn lessons, enjoy the beautiful things that surround us. And it was just like in the beginning of the message, free your mind, just to take a moment and embrace the beauty before your eyes. I had a really beautiful phone call that just described how wonderful, if you connect with your angel, magical things happen. It changes your life. You shouldn't have to worry about things going on in your life anymore. Angels are born with us to help us along our journey, into this magical journey. When I'm not on the air, I do also angel communication. And you can check out my website at www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com and click on my web store. I also do personalized prayers, healings for persons and animals and for the future. I send love and light to this magnificent world that we live in. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. So if you could like me there. I also post angel messages there, pictures, prayers, kinds of beautiful angel things. And I'm going to close this show with angel blessings, love and light. And thank you all for tuning in. Much love.